With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Thursday, July 2nd, and today's going to be a pretty big day. We're going to have the monthly employment report, and that will be the June jobs report. Estimates are all over the place. I've seen folks who are predicting 2 to 3 million jobs that came online, the unemployment rate going down, going up. Kind of depends what your reference point is. I think what's clear is that the jobs market pretty much bottomed out in April, late March, let's call it, through April. And now we're slowly grinding forward. Now, whether the unemployment rate is 13%, 14%, or 11%, that is really high. Remember, the unemployment rate was at 3.5% in February. So it's really astonishing. Okay, now, what we have for you today in terms of our podcast is the segment that I did earlier this week on CBS This Morning, because so many of you have been writing in and asking about refinancing, the housing market in general. I mean, look, mortgage rates continue to remain at all-time lows. There's just a lot going on. But be very clear that the housing market, it's just acting a little bit weird right now. So in this segment with Tony DeCoppel on CBS This Morning, I kind of give the current state of the housing market. So here's the segment.
In this morning's Eye on Money, we look at the rapidly changing housing market and the impact of the pandemic on that market. For the month of May, pending home sales, which measure homes under contract, strongly rebounded with an increase of more than 44%. That was the biggest monthly gain ever in the data going back all the way to 2001. Two other monthly reports showed a more mixed picture. Sales of newly built homes jumped 16.6% in May, but existing home sales fell by nearly 10%. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joins us. Jill, good morning. Very interesting numbers here, some good, some bad, a mixed picture. Is there a sign of some sort of economic recovery in all this?
Well, there is, and let's just explain that differential. When you look at existing home sales, that is when the deals actually closed. The two other reports which showed a lot of promise are when the contract is signed. So they tend to be leading indicators, meaning when they start to move up, we start to sense that a bottom has been reached. That would be good news under most circumstances, but I don't want to get too crazy. We should be cautiously optimistic that housing probably bottomed in April, but the reality is, with the pandemic rearing its ugly head in parts of the country, we just don't know how this is going to go. So as COVID-19 goes, so goes the housing market as well as the overall economy.
Yeah, the mortgage rate hit a low for the fourth consecutive year. Is that tied to more buyers coming out and maybe elevating some home prices?
Well, it's absolutely true that mortgage rates are just unbelievable, you know, down near 3.1% for a new home purchase. But we've got the old time problem of supply and demand, meaning that as all these people are coming out and they're looking for homes and maybe encouraged by those low mortgage rates, we also notice that there's actually not a lot of homes for sale. Inventory for existing homes was down by almost 19% from a year ago. So wow. Without a lot of homes, more people coming out, that pushed up prices. Prices, even though we have a pandemic, they're up more than 2% from a year ago. So really tough conditions for buyers still.
Yeah. The pandemic has highlighted and in some cases deepened economic inequalities between white and black Americans. How does home ownership fit into that story?
You know, I think that home ownership has always been a cornerstone for wealth accumulation in this country. And what we see from data are that the black home ownership rate lags the white home ownership rate by almost 30 percentage points. I mean, that is startling, 44% to nearly 74%. So what we also know is that probably is why we see wealth inequality. The data that we have, the most recent, goes back to 2016. And if you look at that, white wealth is about, net worth is about $171,000, whereas black American wealth is just over $17,000, 10 times differential. I think that has a lot to do with the home ownership rate.
Two changes in demand seem to be people want a home office because they're working from home more, and also people want to be out of the city. It seems like being in close proximity is no longer popular. How might that change pricing?
Well, right now, what we know is there is a lot of uptick, at least in the last couple of months, to larger homes in non-urban areas. 32 million Americans are living with their parents or grandparents right now, which is amazing. So maybe we need more space, and maybe more people will work from home. Right now, we don't know whether this is a temporary move or whether this is a long-term trend. We'll keep an eye on it.
Well, that's it. A quick segment for today. We'll get back to your questions tomorrow. Don't worry. Just send us an email with that question. Anything that is at all remotely financial, ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. That's our email address. And you can always go to our website, jillonmoney.com. Lots of resources there, all sorts of stuff. You can also click on the Read tab. I do a lot deeper dives into the things that I write. Don't forget to wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain that physical distancing, and do something nice for somebody else, please. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. And don't forget, tomorrow the stock and bond markets in the United States are closed. It's Independence Day. So all financial markets in the U.S. are closed tomorrow. Okay, we'll talk to you then.